Weinstein tip of iceberg. Stars expose Hollywood's dirty pedophilia ring. The Aegis Alliance. Many of us remember Corey Feldman for his roles in hit movies of the 80s and 90s, such as Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter, The Gremlins, Stand By Me, The Lost Boys, and The Burbs. However, childhood fame came at a price, it has been revealed. The actor, who for years tried to blow the whistle child abuse in Hollywood and exposed the elites, says the pedophiles in Hollywood took away his childhood innocence. At Corey underscore Feldman. At an interview with At The View where Feldman exposes hashtag Hollywood and its hash pedophiles. In the video above, The View host Barbara Walters scolds Feldman for attempting to call out Hollywood's pedophilia problem. On the American talk show, Feldman tried to reveal that he and Corey Haim, his friend, were both sexually abused during their early years in the industry by very powerful and prominent players in the industry and that they are still in the business. In a series of tweets, Feldman noted how Weinstein's sexual harassment and abuse of adult women did not equate to nor was the source for the horrific pedophilia he and his fellow child actors endured. However, for the record, I would like to say no, Harvey Weinstein was not the man who molested me or my former acting partner. Obviously pedos. Corey Feldman, at Corey underscore Feldman, October 13, 2017. Having sex with children. That said, I have never met Harvey in my life, because my career was already being shut down by powers that be before. Corey Feldman, at Corey underscore Feldman, October 13, 2017. Corey Feldman told The People magazine how he and Haim suffered child sex abuse, how they were invited to parties where adult men attempted to befriend them, and how they were passing the duo back and forth to each other. Yes, I believe that Haim's rapist was probably connected to something bigger and that is probably how he has remained protected for all these years. This person uses intimidation and threats as a way to keep people quiet. And all these men were all friends. Ask anybody in our group of kids at that time. They were passing us back and forth to each other. Allison Arngram, from Little House on the Prairie, said, in an interview, everybody knew that the two Coreys were just being passed around. Like it was something people joked about on studio lots. Corey Feldman, left, and Corey Haim in their early years. Corey Feldman, left, and Corey Haim would struggle with drugs up until his death in 2010 at the age of 38, a death that Feldman blames on the men who abused the actor. It's not just Corey Feldman who has been abused. Other Hollywood stars are sharing their own experiences. 1. At Jeff Bezos, I told the head of your studio that HW raped me. Over and over I said it. He said it hadn't been proven. I said I was the proof. Rose McGowan. At Rose McGowan, October 12, 2017. 4. At Jeff Bezos, I am calling on you to stop funding rapists, alleged pedos and sexual harassers. I love at Amazon, but there is rot in Hollywood. Rose McGowan. At Rose McGowan, October 12, 2017. Hollywood is not the only business where this happens, and to the casualties of this behavior, you are not alone. 15. Kant. Terry Crews. At Terry Crews, October 10, 2017. Please share this article with your friends and family so that they may see the dark nature of Hollywood's elite. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.